Welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. Whether you're new to marketing or looking to sharpen your skills, you've come to the right place for real-world tactics that drive results. In today's episode, Chris covers ethical competitive intelligence methods that turn competitor insights into strategic marketing advantages.
Hey there, marketers. Welcome to another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. I'm Chris Spanier, and today we're tackling something that makes a lot of marketers uncomfortable, but shouldn't: competitive intelligence. Now, know up front that I am not talking about corporate espionage or anything shady. I'm talking about the smart, ethical practice of keeping your eyes open and learning from what your competitors are doing right and wrong. Here's what we'll cover: three practical methods for monitoring competitors, a simple framework for analyzing what you find, and one strategic approach that can give you a real edge in your market. First, let's talk about automated monitoring. I know of companies that have transformed their competitive awareness using simple Google Alerts. It's something I still use myself in my consulting practice. Set up alerts for your competitor names, their key executives, and industry terms they might appear in. But here's where most people stop, and that's a mistake. Take it further by monitoring their job postings. When a competitor starts hiring heavily in product development or expands their sales team in a specific region, that tells you something about their strategic direction. You can track this through their careers pages or LinkedIn company updates. Second, become a student of their content strategy. Subscribe to their email lists, follow their social accounts, and bookmark their blog. I've seen marketers discover entire campaign strategies weeks before launch just by paying attention to content patterns. Notice when they shift messaging, test new value propositions, or start targeting different audience segments. There was a company who once spotted a competitor's pivot to enterprise customers 6 months early simply by tracking the shift from small business to enterprise-focused blog content. Third, monitor their digital advertising systematically. Facebook Ad Library and Google's Ad Transparency Center are gold mines of competitive intelligence. You can see their current ad copy, creative approaches, and even get hints about their targeting strategy based on where and how often ads appear. Investing just 20 minutes weekly to review what competitors are running and how their messaging evolves can pay huge dividends. Now, here's a simple analysis framework. Let's call it the three G's: gaps, gains, and guardrails. Gaps are areas where competitors are weak or absent. These represent opportunities for you to dominate. Gains are successful strategies you can adapt and improve upon. Absolutely do not copy your competitors, but learn and innovate. Finally, guardrails are the boundaries you discover. Let's say you find that three competitors tried influencer marketing and pulled back. Before you jump in and give it a try, maybe consider if there's a reason worth investigating why they all stopped. Another strategic approach I've seen work is the fast follower with a twist method. When you spot a competitor testing something new, don't rush to copy them. Let them do the hard work of market education and initial testing. Then, when you see traction, you can launch your version, but with a meaningful improvement. This approach can reduce your risk while allowing you to take advantage of a competitive differentiation that you possess. Now let's put some of this into practice. I want you to pick two of your top competitors and set up a basic monitoring system. Create Google Alerts, subscribe to their content, and bookmark their ad library pages. Then spend 15 minutes this week just observing and taking notes. Don't analyze yet, just gather intelligence. After doing this for a few days, I think you'll be surprised by what patterns emerge just by starting to pay systematic attention. That's going to do it for today's episode on competitive intelligence. I'm Chris Spanier, president and founder of Carpe Diem Consulting, and I look forward to seeing you next time.
You've been listening to Practical Actionable Marketing. Today, Chris shared ethical methods for monitoring competitors and turning insights into strategic advantages for your business. If you found this content valuable, please consider liking and subscribing or share it with a colleague who might benefit. And be sure to join us next time for more practical, actionable marketing insights.